Hey everybody, this is Meredith from Girls Girls Media. Just a little quick note about the editing. We think that possibly April's cord has some issues. So every once in a while, you might hear the cord break up a little bit. I tried to get it out the best that I could, but it's a really excellent show. She's over across the pond right now, Govna. So you can follow her on Facebook and follow her good times. And here's another great episode for you.
Hey, witches. Welcome back to another episode of Glow Girl. I'm your host, April Equilin. I wanted to talk with you guys this week in regards to something that I absolutely love. And I sometimes, maybe, okay, all the time, have a problem with buying, collecting, and so on. And that is journals or grimoires or book of shadows, whatever name you want to call it. I have so many of them, so many. And I just, oh my gosh, I see one and it's like, I have to have it, but then it's just so nice and I love the way it looks. And sometimes I don't even write in them and sometimes I forget I have them. So we're going to talk about how to start your magical book, your magical notebook, your grimoire, your book of shadows. We're going to discuss that today and how you can get started. Give you some ideas of what you can do. And just kind of get you going in that direction, get you used to writing things down, especially if you're not used to that, and give you some helpful tips. So the word grimoire is related to the word grammar, which pertains to the rules and relationships of language. And when you go back in research and such, and look at more of the roots of this word, it can be traced back to the feminine Greek and its meaning of, or its word of grammatica, which basically meant of letters. And, you know, when we think about our books, you know, they're full of letters. They're full of our thoughts. They're full of our workings. They're full of our intentions. They're full of symbols and such. So it's kind of interesting to go back and look at the root of where these names came from and how they came to be what they are known for now. With a grimoire or a book of shadows, and I know I've mentioned this before, I will use the terms interchangeably. Some people like to call them their book of shadows or their BOS. Some people like to call it a grimoire. Some people just like to call it their magical notebook or their magical journal. Whatever name you want to give it, if you want to, call your book, Claire, you can do that. I mean, there's no that you have to give it this set, name or description. It's really whatever works for you. But I usually will use grimoire and book of shadows, as meaning the same thing. So when you hear me talk about it, I am talking about the exact same thing. I like to refer to my books as grimoires. I don't know. I just like the sound of it. I just like it. So I tend to, like I said, I tend to have a lot of books. And being an owner of a witch shop makes this habit of mine a little worse, because when I find, cool pieces for the shop, I also tend to, also include a little some extra so I can make sure that I can get them. And I think my staff would agree because they're kind of like the same way. You know, something comes in and they're like, "Ooh, we need more of this." And you know, so I like different ways like notebooks look, how journals look. I like the leather bound, the ones with the like antique-y, tea stained parchment paper kind of like pages, ones that are kind of rough edged. But my problem is that I get them and then I don't write in them because I think that they're, you know, too pretty and too nice and I don't want to ruin them, and you know, my handwriting sucks and all of that. And I get over that usually, but there are, I still do have some books that are in a drawer in my house, in my little witchy room, that I have yet to crack open and start to use. And I don't know. I haven't found the time for it yet. I haven't found the right time, I should say, of what I want to put in there. But I do have several books, several grimoires that I do use. And how you set up your grimoire is completely up to you. If you want to have just one book dedicated for everything and have little like segments in it, you can definitely do that. I like to just me personally, I like to have different books for different things. So I have a tarot grimoire, and that is my book where I put all of my tarot readings in that I do on myself. Not for other people. It's just tarot readings that I do on myself during, you know, certain times of the year and whatnot. I will put exactly what the spread is, the deck I used, if it was a significant date like a new moon or a full moon or the new year or my birthday or a significant like astrological event, I will put that in there. But I will put exactly what the spread is, whether or not if it was a spread that I got from somewhere or some book or if I made it up myself. And then I'll put the interpretation down, and then I'll usually seal it at the end. When I'm done writing in there and kind of writing my thoughts and my interpretations and kind of like the learnings from it, I guess you would say, how, you know, the things that I'm taking away from it, I will actually seal each entry. So I have a bunch of wax seal presses that I use, and I just melt a little bit of wax on the page and then press in whatever stamp that I want to use to seal that reading. So that's my tarot grimoire. And then I have a spell grimoire where I will put in specific spells that I have come across, that I have done, just the recipe. So it's really like a recipe book, really. I don't write in there when I performed it, what I did, and so on. I leave that for another book. My main, kind of like my more of like a journal type grimoire where I just put in all my thoughts and things and how things worked, and I did this spell and I used this and this is what happened, or I did, you know, I had this meditation and this came up. So I have that book for that. But my recipe book, so to speak, is just that. It is recipes for certain spells, whether they are jar spells, whether they're candle spells, whether it's an oil that I'm making, whether it is a protection pendant that I'm making that I want to carry with me. I will write everything in there. Then I do have like a main grimoire that I use. It's a pretty big book, so it's not very portable. I mean, I can stick it in a tote bag, but it's not something that I can just like pop in my purse and carry with me all around like some of my other books. It's probably like about the size of like maybe like a 10 by 13, I would say. And I did get it in Salem on one of my trips there, and that is my grimoire that I put all of the things I learn in there. So I will put information about the moon phases. I will put, you know, astrology information in there. I will put symbols in there. that I want to remember. So that's where like all of my learning stuff comes to. So it ends up being more of a reference book than something that I write in every time I do a working or every time I do a meditation or something pops up or I see something out, you know, while I'm out and about. I will put like all my learning in there. And it could be stuff that I've learned just on my own, stuff that I've taken from books that I want to make sure I keep track of, stuff that I've learned in my coven. It's just my book that I use for all of my learning. And then speaking of stuff that I've learned in my coven, I also have a book specifically for coven work and coven classes and things that we've done there. So I tend to separate my stuff. I also have an herbal grimoire that I use where I put information on different herbs. I have a crystal grimoire that I use. So I have lots of books. I think I mentioned when I was interviewing Mitch that I'm a little bit of a journal whore. So I have a lot. I guess there could be worse things that you could be addicted to collecting and having, but I tend to have a lot. And I have some that are really elaborate, like nice, like I said, leather and have the awesome antique-y paper to them. And then I have some spiral bound notebooks. I have like you can get like, you know, Target or whatnot, or even on Amazon, like the little 3-packs of the thin little notebooks. I have those that I can just jot down information in. I have a little notebook like that that I will take with me whenever I go on trips that I know I'm going to get a reading done at, or I'm going to, you know, like do something like that. I will write down the notes of my reading that other people have given me in that. So I really have a notebook for everything. Some people would think it would be too much, but it works for me. And you know what? You got to do what works for you. Like I've always said, you got to do you and do what resonates. So that is what works for me. So when you're making your grimoire, your book of shadows, your magical notebook, what are you going to include? What are you doing? Well, first, before you can include anything in it, you want to choose what you're using. Like I said, it can be this really pretty elaborate, you know, journal. It could be a spiral bound notebook. It could be, I know a lot of people who don't even like to have the books, the actual books, they will do it all on their computer or they will do it on their phones. Although I do have to say, I'm going to take a little side note here. I do classes for the shop, and my last class that I did was for herbs. And one of the attendees had an iPad that they were taking notes on. And I thought it was pretty interesting because she shared, you know, this app that she was using. And guys, she had this amazing grimoire on her iPad, complete with, like, you know, her handwriting and like different colors and highlights and pictures that she added in there. And it was like, I was like drooling looking at it. It was absolutely gorgeous. And so I may or may not have gone out and purchased another iPad so I could have it for that specific reason. I mean, it's also backup for the shop because we use an iPad for the register. So it is going to be a backup, but it's mostly mine. So there you go. See, like I said, I have a serious problem with getting books and journals, and now I'm even getting them in digital form. So anyways, going back to what to include in your grimoire or your book of shadows, you want to start with a blessing. You want to put a blessing in there. I wrote in the front of mine, and it's almost like a little, it's like a spell as well, because you want to protect it. You want to have it where, you know, maybe this is only for you and only your eyes see it. So maybe you put a spell or something in the front a blessing in the front that protects it from other people. That's one thing with grimoires and Book of Shadows. You know, they're very personal. And it's going to be up to you if you want to share them with people, just like an altar space or sharing workings. Some people love to share it. They'll love to post about it on social media. They like to send pictures and stuff. And some people are very, very private. And there's nothing wrong with either option. Like I said, you do you. And do with what you feel is right. If you want to share what your books look like and share them with people around you, then that is completely up to you. If you want to keep them secret, again, up to you. There are some of my books that I will show people just to show them how I have them set up, not so they can, like, you know, sit around and just thumb through it like they're, you know, sitting at a Starbucks, you know, just chilling and reading a book. But, you know, I will show examples of it, but I've also have books that I won't show because they're mine and they have my information in them. And I don't want anybody else touching them and I don't want anybody else seeing them, and that's okay. So you want to start with a blessing, you know, bless your book. Some people will even go through a whole ritual of consecrating their book, whatever feels right to you, but you do want to put in maybe some kind of like blessing or, you know, just little thing right on that front, you know, that first page or whatnot, and claim this book as yours. And then you want to decide, how do you want to go about this? Do you want to have one book for everything and divide it into different sections? Or do you want to have one book for, you know, one thing and another book for another? So let's just talk about different segments that you can have, whether they are separate books or if they are all in one book. So recordings of your workings. A lot of people do like to record workings that they've done. And it can be the whole thing from, you know, the recipe to the steps that you do to, you know, make it happen and the results. Some people will just put the ingredients in and, you know, the instructions. It's kind of up to you on how far you want it, you want to go with it. But, you know, keeping a recording of your workings is pretty important. Again, like I do a tarot, you know, a tarot journal, a tarot grimoire. Now, you don't have to do one for like every reading. If you want, you can just put in like the meanings of the cards, and you can just do like the majors. And then if you want to just do a short little blurb on each of the minors, like each of the suits, just so you can kind of have it as a reference, do that. If you want to have your own tarot journal, tarot grimoire, go for that too. It's kind of up to you how you want to do that. If you don't want to include tarot at all because tarot is not your jam, that is perfectly fine. The beauty of this is that you get to include all the things that pertain to your practice, and not every practice is going to look the same. Moon phases, astrology information, herb information, all of this stuff you can add in your book or your books. Some people like to keep track of when they do meditations. Some people like to put their dreams in it. I know people that will keep a book right next to their bed, and when they have a dream, they wake up, they immediately start writing in it. Some people will use their phone for that, where they'll just type it in, or they'll do a voice memo to it because maybe they're a little too tired in the morning and they don't want to type, they just want to talk. You have all of these options, all of these things that you can put in it. And I mean, the list can just go on and on. You can put reference stuff in there about, you know, planetary magic and days of the week and color correspondences. And you can talk about different symbols and signs. You can put your sigils in there. It's just, you can put anything in this book. That is the beauty of it. It can be anything you want it to be. And one thing I want to kind of keep in mind is with your magical book, you know, we tend to see stuff online and in posts and, you know, on Pinterest and whatnot of, you know, like elaborate stuff when it comes to our craft, whether it be an elaborate altar or an elaborate grimoire. Please know that it can be as simple and as messy and however you want it to be. I literally know people that their grimoire is like on napkins and the backs of receipts and scrap pieces of paper that's just kind of tossed into an envelope or a folder. I have some people that use a three-ring binder as their magical book. Some people use their phone, some people use voice memos, some people have these beautiful, elaborate, like bullet journal style grimoires, and none of them are a right or a wrong way. We make them how we want to, how we feel connected to them, and they don't always have to be this perfectly illustrated piece of art that, looks like it came right off of a movie set or whatnot. It can be messy. It can have stains on it. It can have, pieces of paper shoved in it. I know mine does. Mine has little notes that I've jotted down on scraps of paper that I've just shoved in there. I haven't transferred them yet. Do I want to transfer them? Maybe I might. I don't know. It has where I've spilled oil on it, where I've been drinking a cup of coffee and I have like a little coffee ring on there. It has smudges from the ink not drying and me, putting my hand on it. It has candle wax in it. I mean, it's definitely not perfect, but it's mine. It's mine and I connect with it. I resonate with it. And when I go through it, I can be like, oh yeah, I remember when that happened. I remember when, I spilled this bottle of oil on it. So just know that they don't have to be these elaborate things, and they can be whatever you want them to be. And you can have as many of them as you want. There's no limit on it. So another thing to keep in mind with, making up your grimoire, your book of shadows, is some people like to write in code in them, especially if you're worried about other people finding it, or maybe you're like still in the broom closet a little bit. Some people will write in code, and there are, alphabets for that. There's the Theban alphabet. There's runes. Some people will, write in runes. Some people will write in alchemical symbols or astrological symbols, or they'll create their own. Just like when we talked about, creating sigils in our sigil magic episode. You can create your own symbols and things for your book. As long as you know that this is what they mean. Then you know when you add these to your book that, nobody else is going to know what it is. It's like talking in code. It's like, when you were little and you had that like maybe secret language with like your best friend or sibling or whatnot. Think about that. Think about writing in code if you need to. And sometimes you could have your book where it's, written normally, and maybe there is a working or a recipe that you want to keep just to yourself, and you don't want other people. Maybe if you think somebody's snooping around and looking in your books, you don't want them to know what it is. So maybe write that in code. Have different things. I mean, this goes back to, way back in time when people who practiced, they had to write in code. They had to in order to protect themselves. So, that's how we came up with, Eye of Newt. It's mustard seed, but they called it different things back then to help protect themselves. So, decide how you want to do, how you want to write in it. If you want to use special colored ink, if you want to use different sections, if you for like adding tabs, or if you want to maybe have one section that's in this color ink and one section that's in that color ink. If you want to add stickers or different tape or different embellishments. I mean, there's so much stuff out there. I mean, my gosh, the whole scrapbooking section and sticker section at any craft store, you could find a lot of stuff in there to use in your grimoire. Even those happy planners, the ones with like those rings and you can like just pull out the papers and add different things in. Those sticker packs that they have, those are awesome to use in a grimoire or a book of shadows. And they have ones that have like little squares or rectangles that have lines so you can write in it. They have like flowers and herb embellishments and just all sorts of stuff. I have quite a few, and they actually have some that are a little witchy themed, a little like boho themed with like moons and stuff and different little mantras in them. So use those too. I've used them in some of mine just because they're just awesome. I just love them. So you can see that with your grimoire or your book of shadows, really the possibility of what you can make and what you can create is endless. So play around with it. Play around with some things. And you know what? If you get like that really nice, you know, notebook, that really nice journal, and you're just not sure, you're not ready to write in it yet because you're afraid, you don't want to mess it up or whatnot, start writing in just like a spiral bound notebook or on pieces of paper and stick them in there. And then when you're ready to transfer, you're ready to transfer. And again, remember, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's yours. And as long as it's yours and you are happy with it, that's all that matters.
When Body Art Forms came out in 2001, it wasn't just a company. It was a chance for two sisters to do something they love and to do it in a way that made them proud of what they do. From the beginning, Body Art Forms was driven by three major factors. They strive to give the best customer service in the industry, and it shows with their 5-star reviews. They believe in careers. That's why all of their employees earn a living wage. And they believe in giving to charities. Body Art Forms donates 20% of all profits to charitable causes. A list of the organizations that they donate to can be found at the top of their FAQs. When Body Art Forms was founded in 2001, it wasn't just a company. It was a chance for two sisters to do something they love and to do it in a way that made them proud of what they do. From the beginning, Body Art Forms was driven by three major factors. They strive to give the best customer service in the industry, and it shows with their 5-star reviews. They believe in careers. That's why all of their employees earn a living wage. And they believe in giving to charities. They donate 20% of all their profits to charitable causes. Body Art Forms is a small business that serves the Pierce and Modified community since 2001. At Body Art Forms can be found on all social media platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Pinterest. You can check out their diverse selection at bodyartforms.com. That's BODYARTFORMS.com. Just enter the coupon code GLOWGIRL at checkout for 15% off any purchase. That's bodyartforms.com and enter the coupon code GLOWGIRL for 15% off any purchase. Gaps in the diet shouldn't be ignored. I know you want to ignore them because life, but yeah, especially as we age, this stuff gets important. Did you know that 97% of women aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of omega-3s? Admittedly, I was one of those women. Rituals Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. But Ritual didn't stop there. They invested in a gold standard university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin. The results? Essential for Women 18 Plus was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. The clinical study was published in a leading scientific journal, Frontiers in Nutrition. A published clinical study is a big deal and a serious commitment to a first-of-its-kind standard in the industry. Ritual is committed to third-party testing from USP and the Non-GMO Project. traceable and vegan-friendly ingredients, and always clear communication. No shady stuff. Ritual has become, well, our ritual around these parts. Pretty vitamins that pack a punch to our bodies. Right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/glowgirl and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/glowgirl.
If you want any ideas on like how to really set up a book and get some more information, I always love the books by Skye Alexander. The modern witchcraft book. So there is one called The Modern Witchcraft Grimoire, and it is a complete guide to creating your own book. So you can definitely check that out. It's got a lot of good information in it and some things that you can include. Searching online, going on Pinterest can give you some ideas too, especially if you want to maybe do multiple books or have different sections. It might give you an idea of how to set it up, but have fun with it. Think of it as like your own little art project, like your own, almost like your own little vision board. But it's something that you're going to continuously add to and you're continuously going to grow. And then if you want to set up a book that you are wanting to pass down, maybe to your children or people in if you're in a coven or in your friend group or whatnot, you know, maybe you have something separate for that. I mean, like I said, the possibilities are endless when it comes to these, and you'll realize how addictive they can kind of get and why I have so many of them. All right. So the card of the week this week is the Eight of Cups. So this card basically is telling you, like, look, sometimes you got to go in another direction. Sometimes you just have to turn and go in another way. You know, sometimes we think that, you know, we have everything that we want, but just because we have everything that we want doesn't necessarily mean that we have everything that we need. And so sometimes we have to have this like dramatic change in a way we do something or in a relationship. We have to acknowledge that it's time to move in another direction. And sometimes these other directions can be hard, and it can pull on our emotions. And we just need to know that when we make this change, when we decide to go in another direction, and we acknowledge that this old part, this part that no longer serves us, is that, you know, that it is time to move away from it, we get to look forward to now the new potential, the new opportunities that are going to be brought to us. That's what this card is all about. So think about if there are some things in your life that maybe you have to just say, okay, look, I need to move away from this. I need to move on. I need to change direction and see how you can do it. You know, cups is the water element. It's all about emotions. So there's going to be some emotions with it. But you know what? When we move away from the things that are no longer for our highest and greatest, then we tend to start doing the things and being on that path that allows us to move forward and get to be where we want to be. So keep that in mind this week as you are moving through your week, and, you know, sit with it. Sometimes you got to sit with it and kind of figure things out. And then when you do, you'll realize that you're ready for this new path, this new movement forward. So thank you so much for joining me this week. I hope you got some good information on how to start your magical book. And again, if you have questions or you just want to be like, hey, I don't know where to start, you know where to find me. Message me on Facebook or Instagram, and I will be more than happy to help you out. So this has been a production of Girls Girls Media, music by Breakmaster Cylinder. And hey, another way that you can find me and connect with me is if you join our Girls Girls Community Facebook page. You need to be in there. It is the most amazing place to be. It is the biggest slumber party on the internet. And hey, we can go back and forth and share ideas on starting these grimoires, these Book of Shadows. And you know what? You know, maybe even have a little live involved in there about how to set one up. So definitely check it out. Join if you have not already. You will not regret it. So thank you again for joining me. Have fun creating your magical book and have a great week. Take care, witches. Blessed be.